Hola, reader. Hope you're reading good. Welcome to the 27th episode of the Chit Chat with the Author series. So today we have a very special author with us. So you already know this author, like we already reviewed the first book and we have recently reviewed the second one also. The first book was more into the real art. The art that the author is very special in and very known all over the world. And the second book is about a novel this time. He has experimented with the writing. And yes, though he has included some of the major elements from the first book and everything, but this book is a very different one. And we are again very grateful to review that book as well. So yes, without any further ado, I am welcoming Kanav Gupta, the author of The KK Artist and An Epic Love Story.
Thank you very much for having me again. And I must congratulate you on your new album also. It is really doing well. And for the listeners also, it is interesting that everyone is calling it KK Artist, and one insight I should give that the pronunciation is Cartist, like car and test, Cartist.
Yes. Thank you so much for this opportunity. And it's always lovely to have you. It's always lovely to speak, especially about the arts with you.
Yeah, it's great.
So, yes, like we have already given 4.9 stars out of 5. Like, this is just a formality thing. I read the whole book and it took me, I guess, 12 to 13 days to complete the book. Though, because I was into something, but still I was like, no, I need to read. And like after reading the book, I was like, this is completely different from your first book. That's The Intuitive Art of Painting. This is really, and the elements that you have used in this book it looks like it is a complete book. So for all the writers, authors, and all the readers, please tell us about your second book.
The second book is very far away from what the first book was. First book was more about informing about the intuitive painting aspect. And the second book, the idea is around 13 to 14 years old, when I was in Whistling Woods International, Mumbai, the film school. And there I had this idea that I was so much into art I thought that what would happen if I grow brushes out of my fingernails. So that was ideas on my mind, that a character that he derives his artistic inspiration and power, special powers, from the strong emotion of love, and bristles and some brushes comes out of his fingers. He dives so deep into the art that what will happen and anti-forces will be there, he will be fighting. That was a basic idea back then when I was around 18 to 19 years old. So the first book came earlier, and I think God was making me ready to handle this subject more maturely, because as it has a lot of characters, a lot of backstories, I think dates around thousands and thousands of years back. So I needed that maturity to have that psychology of the characters, backstory of the character, their motivations, that how to handle their dialogues. So I think this was the right time to have that thing out.
I guess the main character of the second book, Kano, when I read, even I messaged you regarding the same, that when I read about that character, I could actually sense that this is you only, and you have written all about you. But yes, for all the listeners, like when I started it, I somehow I was like, oh, what's with the father? What's with the backstory? What's with the origin of the father story? So could you tell us about the childhood of Kanav and how he was bullied and so on? If we are not revealing the spoilers much.
No, he was not. I can speak about this book only because that is the fun part that will keep the readers hooked, and the suspense is that what adds to the story. So there is a thing that he was not bullied. He was always special. And he was extra special that someone from another universe spotted him, that he can actually be set up against the evil forces. So, but he suggested that at a tender age he should not be allowed to exhibit his powers, so that the evil forces might find him, and then what his mother plays the role, that he keeps it hidden till 18 years of age, and how things comes up. And father thinks is, I mean, it can be anything. I'm not going to reveal what is exactly. I can give options. It can be anything. I mean, in the story also, it is, he wonders that he may be adopted, or his father may have divorced his mother. Or, I mean, he also, at one point of time, he also, with the Pari, which is the heroine, he wonders that maybe I am an alien. Maybe my father is an alien. So, maybe her, I mean, the mother has kept it secret so that it gives him the push to push forward to find more about his father. There's a lot of things going on to set him up against the evil forces. And the father thing is one of them.
If you could just tell about the study days of Kanav, because he faced some of the opponents, if we can say. Then, like, if you could just reveal something, if we are not giving much spoiler, but we can speak about like how a lot of competition was there, and like Pari's angle, and then the friends.
Yeah.
So, if you could just tell us, like,
see what I always wanted it to be more believable. See, the story should connect. The dialogue should connect, the atmosphere, the scenarios people should relate to. There is a fictional element, there is an imaginary element, but set up in a very realistic tone, that whenever we or you must have gone to college, there are nice people nice to you. There are people, those who bully you. And sometimes that bully only pushes you to do more than what you are capable of. So here, Kanav has to push himself, but on his own he's a rich brat, and on his own he's not going to push himself. So when there is a bully force, so he pushes himself, goes outside, practices more, gets hurt. So I wanted I am from Whistling Woods, so I have been exposed to screenwriting and all. So they say that what is the conflict? I mean, why, if there would not be any bully, why would he push himself? He will keep considering himself the best. So that Nakul and gang is there to show him the mirror, so that he pushes himself.
And even sometimes there are some points in which he is being forced to confuse, like to ask himself and to doubt whether his art is good or not. So that's also the part that I actually liked it, that how Kanav actually doubted that whether I'm doing right or wrong just because of some of the forces. And then sooner he realizes the things like.
Yeah, I want the same thing again, that I want to keep the, I mean, there is a process of things in everything, like in cooking also, there are steps to make a great dish. You have to do the step one first, then step two first. You cannot do directly go to step five. So to prepare himself, like a propulsion to take off a flight.
हेलो 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 हेलो
Did I complete the thing?
No, actually, you were not audible for 1 minute.
Okay. So basically, I was telling that I always wanted to keep the things in a more natural flow, like step one, then step two. If Kanav is going to realize his powers, so there must be motive behind that. That what that a thing leads to second thing, then to third thing, like a flight takes off. There are steps, like so it will first roll on the road and then it takes off. So all the earlier things are the rolling things, and then it takes off at a certain point of time.
Yeah. Actually, you have mentioned like if like in initial pages you have mentioned that if Kanav is possessed with more of a supreme art form, then there are high chances that the forces might take him soon. So if any particular person possesses high art or some like art at its peak, then the forces might take him or her. So the thing is like you have created an indirect tension. And there is some like whenever I read this book, I was like when I was turning the pages, I was like, okay, so this is the story that is going on, but there is still another story, you know, the story of some forces that might take Kanav away, or some forces that may hamper Kanav's peace. So you have not just written about one story, but there are two stories that goes on. And when a reader reads this book, then he or she will have that another story wala thought that, okay, so this might come sooner or later. So really nice. Could you please tell us about it?
Yeah, it's just not end with this book. I mean, I at this point of time, there might, I as you have read that there is a chances of another one. And I don't know how many would be there. So this is not just about he falls in love and that ends there. It is just a discovery of his powers at very minimum level. He can do much beyond that. And when, as the, in the Spider-Man says, with great powers come great responsibilities. And I still have to explore what responsibilities, those responsibilities are. And what this character not can do, but what is he born to do? Like in the starting, they discuss in the family. So there is a motto for his existence, and there is a motto for some people setting him against someone, because he, the evil person, has a bigger, background of killing people. So Kanav is there to somehow end that thing. So as we talk, it's a very, common thing. A hero is there and he's going to end the villain. But the writing part where an author comes in, the catch is how it is going to happen. That is going to be my responsibility, and that is going to be my prayer from the God that how the story is going to happen.
Yeah, I guess even the minor parts and even the major parts, it's like your job. And I guess when I read the book, you have added your own elements. You have added the fictional stuff as well. And as I said, that there is a, I feel that nowadays a book can't be one with one single plot. I guess the book nowadays especially should have some subplots or some tensions or some chaos. That's when a reader feels better. And that's what you did in the second book. And I'm hoping for the third and fourth and many more books to come.
Yeah, I always wanted to make it cinematic. It just clicked me that I always want, because I was in film school, I always wanted this idea to be a movie. So I always thought about it like that it's going to be a major movie with major BGM and great music and all. Great characters, great personality of each character. Maybe the evil person is evil, but he's so cool and so stylish and so, memorable and lovable that, like Amrish Puri, he's evil, he's villain in many films, but he's so loved by everyone. So there are thoughts about. I have worked upon. I just. I mean, the first book I wrote in 3 months. This book, the writing part only took me around 1.5 years, and idea was 13 years old. So I have given that all the background of each character, where they came from, and what their thinking is, psychology is, and Pari will talk in a certain way, and Kanav will be talking in a certain way, or whatever the characters are, they should be talking in a way that is not my way, that should be their way. So I have always kept it like ki agar. If I also read it, I should feel like I'm watching a movie, or I've tried at least to a certain extent to write it that.
I think the love angle of Pari and Kanav looks very natural. It doesn't look like we see in a typical Bollywood drama film. It looks quite natural. That may highly happen in reality. So yes, like have you done some extra research on this particular of writing from a girl's perspective? If you could just tell about that.
That's where the author comes in. I mean, each author may be different, their approach would be different. So I maybe have been inspired by song, or from my own memories, or my relationship, past relationship. So one particular thing I was very wanted to keep was a rain sequence. That a love story cannot be complete without a rain sequence, but it really, really, really added very beautifully to their relationship, and that is the trust chapter. And so while I was writing, I sensed that something was missing, and then after 2 3 days, I reflected that there is no rain sequence, and I'm writing a love story book. So I thought, what can it be about? So in rain, unki chemistry kya hogi? I mean, what would be their, would they kiss or not, or would they hug or not, or would Kanavi will be checking her out despite she's getting wet. So I enjoyed writing very sensitively and very realistically, imagining that if a guy is lusty, then he will keep looking at her. But if a guy is serious about her, he will not let anybody look at her. So that thing I created, and whenever I read my book, that is my favorite chapter. That I think
Yeah,
that
of course.
just that just flow. Whenever I read that, just other chapters may I stop at one line. Oh yeah, I should have written it more better. But that chapter just flow. That is my favorite, one of the
I guess
favorite.
that is different as well, the sequence. Like we see such kind of sequence in Bollywood movies, but we hardly see a sequence in which there are people who are there. A lot of people, like the way you have written. That's the difference, I guess.
Yeah, he's also having his that supernatural experiences also he's getting confused
yeah.
also. And the girl is also confused whether he's coming to kiss me and all that nuances of new relationship yes. that masala, that spice and salt and something. So I always wanted that I have given the title a love. It is an epic love story. So it should be love story at the core should be strong.
True. You, I just want to know like how much time it took to write that particular scene, the train sequence, because it is absolutely very nice. But how much time it took, like?
I don't remember. I mean, I can't tell exactly how much time, but I would tell one more pointer. I mean, whatever.
Your voice is not coming now. Hello. 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 Hello, am I audible? Am I audible? Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so you're talking about the process, like how much time you took.
The trust chapter.
Yeah.
So I was basically telling that there is a things in it for the aspiring authors also, that authors take this inspiration from many places, maybe movies, from music, from daily life. And I don't exactly remember the time. I mean, not more than 2-3 days, but in 2-3 days only it must be completed. And one thing I tell about is I was telling what was the flow state. That try to write in a flow state. Whatever things are coming, whatever points are coming, just write it. Maybe 10 pages, 20 pages. Then after that, take a break and then filter it out. What is working for your chapter and what is not working for a chapter. But don't break the flow that this might look shitty or this might look sad or this might not work. First, just respect the flow because this flow is coming from the divine.
True. I guess you believe more into the energies around rather than like mostly what I've observed that there are different types of writers, of course, but having a writer's perspective like you is different. You are more into the divine stuff, and that is what it reflects in your books as well.
Exactly. I was going to say that only.
So could you please tell us about this the energy that you believe in since so long? And I feel like when last time when we spoke it all felt like that, and it's same goes with today's interview as well. So you are following this kind of approach in so long, so please tell us about more.
See, it. Whoever is listening, I can give you that with the 10,000% guarantee that there is a source everyone believes in. It may be Shiv, it may be Ganesh, it may be, I mean, for Muslims, it may be somebody, for Christians, it may be somebody, but there is some source. And a simple law is praying. Whenever you pray, it's like you ask questions. Whenever, like in secret book, they say that you ask questions to the universe, you speak to the universe, it will answer you back. And say, the same thing is there only. If you writing on your own, then you are on your own. If you're writing with the divine, then divine knows 10,000 or billion years more than knowledge than you have. So try to inculcate that. Whenever you are creating that thing, pray. If you are stuck somewhere for the chapter you are stuck or for the any dialogues you are stuck, so inculcate praying, and instantly you will not get it, but eventually from song you will get an inspiration, or from a movie you will get a clarity of what your dialect should be. For example, I can shed a light. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Yeah, I'm just checking voice. It's not...
Yeah.
So there is a chapter, I think it's 8th chapter, when Kanav finally confronts his mother and having a heated argument. And why you sent me here, I am not good and all that. And his mother is being very polite that, why are you talking like that? You are not like this. He is angry, but she is polite. So I was going to write that thing differently, very differently.
Mm-hmm.
So from a writer point of view, from my point of view, like Kanav, how would Kanav think this? The hero would speak and how her mother would react. I wrote that thing. I prayed, God, if I am going in the right direction, then okay. If I am not going in the right direction, then guide me. See, simple thing is that. What happened, I think that day only, that I went down and on a silly thing, I had a heated argument with my father. So I was... how I was reacting, I observed that how politely he was reacting, that what happened, why you don't talk like that, why are you talking like that. I came back to the room and wondered, what I have written is not genuine. A mother and son would not have a conversation like that. I changed that thing entirely.
Yeah.
From the inspiration, from the observation I had from the heated argument with my father. So he's telling that, why you sent me here? You are hiding me. Don't tell me about my father. And he's saying, Hola, why are you telling me that? Has something happened? What has happened? So that the divine source can help you there. If you pray, that additional help always is always a welcome.
Yeah, of course.
That I suggest. I mean, that is not everybody's way of writing, but that is what I am sharing from my experience of two books.
I guess then you need to give justice to your craft as well. And I guess you have really done extra
actor,
effort.
There is one actor also. You tell me the name, the second actor in the RRR.
South Indian one? Ram Charan,
right?
Yeah.
He also mentions in his post whenever he goes in the... there was one post, he was in out of India, in abroad, and he has taken his idols with him. So he has written in the post that wherever I go, I keep my idols with me to keep myself connected to my energies.
Nice.
So they know a lot more than you. It is on you how you pray, what you ask, what questions you put. That only they are going to answer.
Absolutely. And I think so far, I was saying this that I could see that there is this extra effort as well that you have went through, and I guess not more than just a writer's side, but I have seen always whenever even I read your post, or not just the books but about the way you present yourself is something it's very different.
Thank you.
Yeah. So yes, like, could you please tell us about more about your, because of course we spoke a lot about your paintings in your in the last podcast that we have recorded. So could you tell us, like, how things have changed from that time till now? How's been journey, the 1 year journey, if you could just tell to the listeners.
So nothing has changed, it has only added only. I think it was prior, after that I completed my 365 digital paintings in 365 days. That wow. was my self-given task, and yeah. I completed that on 21st of March 2023, and with that I entered into India Book of Records and Asia Book of Records. That wow. was the update. And I would not say I stopped, but the force which was behind me for this task, I stopped the count at around 470 something. After 470, I stopped it and I started with the work of this book. So the concept is there. Some people paint realistic paintings, some do pencil sketches. I was gifted in the area of intuitive painting, that intuitive paintings are what comes from within, what comes from your emotions that you paint. That doesn't start with any meaning. You just paint and then meaning comes later. I watched an interview of Salvador Dali. He was also saying that I am against meaning in paintings. So there are certain painters who paint like that, and certain painters who paint really.
Hello, I have lost your voice once again. Hello. 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 Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. So again, like, for 1 minute you were not audible. Yeah.
Okay. So I was.
So you were talking about your paintings. Yeah.
Yeah, I was saying that, did I made that point of Salvador Dali?
You just started and then you were mute.
Yeah, Salvador Dali just mentioned in an interview that he's, I mean, old interview, that he's also against the meaning in paintings. So,
wow.
If you want to, I mean, there are all types of painters who, there are some who paint realistically. They think about meaning first, then paint. And then painters like, I mean, like I do, that I paint from emotion or paint from a feeling. And there is a chapter also in the book, The Nika Address, in which she says that everybody is superhuman. So in that also, I wanted to stress that whatever you want to paint, just paint from an emotion. And Nika also says that without even touching anyone and without even going to someone, from your creation only you can make someone happy or you can make someone sad if there is a music piece really made from emotion. So that's why that chapter was important to shape Kanav's thinking in the book, that lady with the tattoo chapter.
Yes. I guess I have a very special relation with art, and even like
Okay.
you
Yeah.
painted a very beautiful thing for my particular song.
Yeah, so.
So yeah, I still remember that, and it's like very lovely gesture. And that's why I guess I truly believe that you are a complete artist, and I
Thank
feel life is really meaningful when your all motto is not anything else but the art. You sleep, you wake up, you are into arts, you again do the things again, and till the death I feel I'll always have that special feelings for the real artists, and you are a true artist for me.
Thanks, love means a lot.
So I just want
And
you to please be like this.
coming from one another great artist. Thanks, it means a lot.
Thank you. So yes, like there are a lot of authors right now who are new into this field and who want to, because I always like have these queries. People ask me like, we want to publish a book, but we are not sure how we'll do it. We need to write a book. We are not sure how we'll complete it. So bookish tree now has like more than 3K listeners in the streaming platform. So I just want your perspective, that what you want to say to these inspiring, aspiring authors.
See, nowadays, because I think because of the algorithm, I keep seeing ads that people come up and publish your book in 1 week, publish your book in 10 days. I don't know about how much practical that is. I mean, maybe they are telling about when your manuscript is ready. I think that what they're talking about. And coming to your question is, see, talking from my experience, I have two books, and first book was written in 3 months, and the second book, the writing part, if we talk about the writing part, took around 1.5 years. So for the aspiring authors, the first thing is to start, and the second thing is what I was addressing was the flow state. Don't judge yourself at the start. And I read a very beautiful line, I think I heard in the interview, that there are 3 to 4 stages to a book, and there are drafts to it. The first draft would be ugly, the second draft would be manageable, the third draft would be okay, and the fourth draft would be magical. To go that way, just write whatever is flowing, be it shitty, be it making no sense at the beginning. Just keep writing, keep collecting your raw material, and someone was using the word gas, that you should not run out of gas while writing your book final version. You should have a lot of content. You should have 200% to write 100%. So go with the flow, complete first draft, then go to second draft. That is the ritual should be there to any book. Don't think, go for those people who say that publish your book in 10 days, 15 days, that they must be talking about when your final draft is ready. Then you go to Amazon, Kindle, if you have to publish Kindle version, or if you have to get a hard copy. And by the way, my hard copy version is also out. So that is the recent update. So Notion Press is there. I opted for Notion Press. And I submitted my manuscript for that. And from there, they take, sometimes they take 4 days, sometimes they take 1 week or 10 days. That is the 5-10 days thing. But writing your book is up to you. How much time you give, how in the flow you write. Don't judge yourself at any point. You have to follow that 4 draft, 10 draft, maybe how many, the more drafts, the it better. That is the thing. You have to follow the procedure.
Perfect. So yes, like as we conclude this, I just want to say that please write more and more books. And the thing is, from like everyone is very different in their own ways, but I feel writers, especially whenever they write, whenever, now that you have written two books, I'm really expecting and hoping that you'll write even more, like 5, 6, 10, and you won't stop. Like, I really pray that. So the thing is, writers are the one who want their art to be discovered by the whole world, not just mere followers or not just mere family members or friends. They want their art to be discovered by the whole world. And that's why I feel writers are different and artists are very different. So I just want you to write more and more books and let your art speak more than anything.
Thank you. Which was, so which was your third favorite chapter from the book?
I guess the initial pages when I was more into the stories of Kanav's childhood. That was the part that I really loved it. And the last pages of it, when things were like turning and all, like
what didn't work?
So like even I mentioned, like it's not that did not work, but the thing is, like I found that in the middle of the stories, some of the portions could have been minimized a bit about the study life or something like that, because personally, this is just my personal flavor. Even like I don't watch, I'm not into that, what we can say, Bollywood love story kind of thing. And even the student life of thing, I was not more into that. So it's just my personal thing that I was, but still I enjoyed it. So from my perspective, it was like, if like 5 to 6 pages or 10 pages could have been minimized, but yeah, it's my own personal thing.
Yeah.
It might be great for the other reader.
Yeah, I am satisfied because I wanted to write it that way. Little, I mentioned it somewhere that I joked at somebody that I wanted to follow that hole hole ho jayega pyar approach. So I wanted to give that slow, and something is happening, then knock, something happened, then knock, then it another thing happened, then they follow you, and so on, so on, and then boom, oh shit, what, ye kaise ho gaya? So I wanted to give this plot twist. I wanted to give.
yes. So yes, I loved it, and this is like for me as well, a very, it feels very good always to be speaking to you and even reading your book. So any last message that you would like to say? Hello. 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 Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. So any last words that you would like to add?
Thanks a lot for having me here, despite all the tries we made to make it possible. And the update is that the book is available worldwide on Amazon and Flipkart also. And in India, the paperback is made available from notionpress.com. Whoever is aspiring to get the hard copies out in India. And print-on-demand service, Notion. And as an author, I would like to say to all the aspiring authors that just start. It is a very beautiful and enriching experience. What person you will become in the journey is far more greater than the product. And your thinking will expand. You will enjoy researching and creating that special idea. And you need to just start and respect the flow. I would say respect the flow. It comes from divine. Write those 100 pages to filter it down to that 80 pages or 70 pages that I would like to say.
Perfect. So to all the listeners out there, please do grab the copies. And I'm very sure that you'll love the book.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
So, yes, again, a very thanks to you, sir. And finally, we did that. We recorded this. And I'm really looking forward for more and more. Yeah. So, yes, I will be waiting for your next books. And, of course, we are connected. Yeah. So, yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. So, yes, that's it for today. To all the listeners out there, we'll see you in the next episode. So nowadays, Bookistry is trying to have the reviews and to go more into the classics. So yes, we are not so active nowadays, but we will be coming back stronger. So yes, let's wait and just keep